Weiter in Shas. We are in Menachos, making our way. Daf Gimel, picking up at the top of the page, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines down, end of the line. Chutz me minchas chote u minchas kinaos. So we spoke about that, if a mincha is brought without kavana, is it going to be good or not? The Mishnah started by saying, even without kavana, it's going to be good, but it does not. It's not olu l'shem bailim. It's not good for the bailim. They have to bring another one. The question is, though, what about if it's a minchas chote, a mincha of a sinner, or minchas kenos, and that would be of a sota. In those examples, it doesn't affect, it's not merutza at all. It's nothing. It's like it wasn't even done. They're completely invalid puzzle. If it's on that lishma, says the Gemara, Bishlam Michas Chote. Okay, I get it. If we're talking about a Michas Chote, right? That's going to be no good because Chatas Kariya Rachmana. The Torah calls it a Chatas, and as we all know, it says what? Lo Yasim Aleha Shemen Velo Yitin Aleha Levona Ki Chatasi. Don't put on an oil and don't put on Levona because it's a Chatas, and just like a Chatas, which is done not for its own sake, like we saw in Zvachim in the very beginning of the Dabbeis, is completely possible. So too is a Minchas Chote, that of a sinner, that as well is going to be completely no good if it's done not for its sake, if it's not done lishma. Says Rashi, that is Kari Yechmana, Echatas Kari Yechmana, lo yasam alea levona ki chatasi, ma chatas psula shaloshma af hi psula, this minchas chote, which the pasuk's talking about here, is also going to be pasul shalo lishma, it's done not lishma. But what about a minchas sota, right? That the mincha of a Minchas kinaos, that means we know kinaos, kinan stira, said if you tell your wife you're not allowed to be alone with a particular guy, and she goes along with a particular guy, then we have a little sota thing, and she's to bring a carbon, and that's known as the minchas kinaos, the minchas sota. Why would it be that if it's a wrong intention, if it's the wrong kavana, that it's going to be, that it's no good? De tani tana kamegra of Nachman. Because the Braisa teacher, he taught in front of, the one who teaches Braisa, taught in front of Rav Nachman, Minchas Kenaos Mosra Nidava. Right, this one is here, we say the Tana Kameh de Rav Nachman. A lot of times what it means is, this means is that there's a particular great sage who memorized all of these teachings, and he taught in front of Rav Nachman, that Minchas Kenaos Mosra Nidava, the Mincha of, literally Kenaos means of jealousy, this is something that Mosra Nidava, it's Mosar, with leftover stuff, is considered a nidava. Somebody goes ahead and they designate money for a sota, for the mincha of a sota. And let's say the part of the carbon is barley, and the price of barley ends up going down. So you have extra money that's left over now. I've left $100 to buy the amount that I need, and then the price goes down, only costs $90, I have $10 extra. You set that aside for a nidava, right? And this, this goes into interesting halachas. Says Rashi Moshe Nedava that Hifresh Mos Lemichasota, Ve'avu Mos Yosef Mina Seorim, then Yiplu Nedava goes to Nedava. The Hainu Lishloshesre Shofros, that there were 13, literally shofar, whatever it means is these chests. Shalim and Mikdash, Shalim and Mikdash. Well, you know some man, Osim, they put the money over there, Shalim is Beach, Batal. When there's no carbon on the Mizbeach, then what do we do? How you cut him hand, Kavasim, Lolos, so he's bringing, it's called, the dessert of the Mizbeach, Kates Mizbeach. All right, Kavasim, Lolos, Abbas, L'shem, L'sham, V'ha'oros, L'kohanim. They call it Nidva Sibor, those are called Nidvos Sibor. Rav Nachman, Moses Kenos, Moses Nidava, Amarleim. Rav Nachman said back to him, Shapir Kamar, you're speaking good, because the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, it says, Maskeres Avon Ksibba. It says, the Mincha of Jealousies, right? A reminder of Avon, of iniquity, of sin. Rashi says Avon Ksibba, Maskeres Avon, Bechatas Namik Ksibba, Osei Nasan Lechem, Lasse says Avon Ha'eda. So let's read it again. Maskeres Avon Ksibba, Bechatas Ksib, Vizav, Osei Nasan Lechem, Lasse says Avon Ha'eda. So we have the same terminology coming up, Avon, Avon, Ma'achatas Mosin Nidava, just like by Chatas, the leftover was left over for a Nidava. So too, the leftover of the mincha is also for nedava. And similarly, it's a kechatas. Just like that's going to be pasul shaloshma, so too the minchas kenos is also. So we learn from Gezeirah Shavah. It says Rashi, machatas mosin nedava. Kid the amar b'shili v'lad chatas b'mesechas tamura. It says at the end over there. Zu midrash derev darash Yehoyada hakohen kesef asham kesef chatos lakohanim. Yihiyu davar haba mimoser chatos mimoser asham. Abaser l'shem, l'sham ve'oros le'kohanim. Okay, then it goes and it says, we compare the two. Now, basically, we've answered our question of where we know Michas Kenos is also for the wrong reasons. So we have Chote, Michas Chote, because of the fact that it's just like a, just like Chatas. And we have over here also, that's going to be possible around Kavanah, also we have this concept of Kenos also. Now, if that's really true, because Rashi says, Ba'ashim k'siv v'asas v'loyudah v'ashim v'nasa avono, as the word avono is there as well. So you want to say that as the word avon, so it's lo l'shma, the gamar avon avon michatas, as we learned out that it's going to be nothing. It says, no, done in avon me avon, vein done in avon me avon, avon no me avon. We darshan avon from avon, it's the same words, but we don't darshan avon from avono, and it's a different word. Right, it says by the Ashram, below yard of Ashram, Vanasa Avono, therefore we don't learn it out. It says, what are you talking about? My nafkamina. So it says Avono, it's a little bit different, it's still the same. Vatani de Rebishmal, we all know the famous idea that Veshava Kohen Nebo Kohen, this is comes up in a number of places in Shas that we've seen this, that we saw, we're going to see it later. We saw it in Erevin, we saw it in Makos. We saw in Yevamos, we saw in Yuma, we saw in Nazir, in Harios, right? We didn't yet see it in a few Mesechta as well, but Veshav HaKohen, V'Ba'al HaKohen, both of them mean the same thing, right? Veshav means the Kohen returns, V'Ba'al HaKohen means and he comes, but the point is, nonetheless, it means he's coming back in Segmat Saras, and we make a Gezira Shava on that. Veshav HaKohen, V'Ba'al HaKohen, that Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Bia, both of them is the same concept. Rashi says, Mefarsh V'Toros Kohanim, Ma Bias Choleitz V'Kotze V'Tach V'Nosin Lo Shavua, Amagamin Gzir Shavakai Gavna, Valfa Gav the low Dhamma Tivas, even though the words aren't exactly the same. Holy Shneim Loshan Bias Abai, so both of them are saying the same idea, ain't Vishal Son Zakhirim Aval Zah Ikr. This is the Ikr one, there's other ones are similar to this. Right? So this is talking about the procedure of removing the stones that are on the house of Lashon Hara. You scrape off the surrounding plaster and put new stones and waiting to see what's going to happen over there. We have a Shavah coin, a Baal coin over there, and we make a Gezer Shavah. So, V'od Ligmar Avono Avono. And furthermore, let him learn out Avono to Avono, right? To learn out the laws of an Asham. Me Avon to Shmias Hakol, from the Avon, from the word Avon that comes up by Shmias Hakol. Right? This is talking about a witness who knows a testimony that somebody needs in order to win a case of money. And if this person is brought to go and to testify so that they hear the voice and they swear falsely, if they don't know any testimony, they're chayav to bring a chatas when they then admit to the fact that they actually swore falsely. Rashi says, the mevon of the shmias kol, chatas, that is a chatas. Nechsev, im lo yagid v'nasa avono. So if your first problem was one's avono by Hashem and it's only avon by the other ones, The first thing which says v'shav uba, we don't need to be exactly identical to make a gzer shava. So avono avono is close enough. And furthermore, even though we have avono by Hashem, there's also avono by chatas, as we find there's a chatas by the person who doesn't say testimony or they lie over there. So anyway, you should compare it. And if an Hashem has done shavlo l'shma, then it should be no good entirely. As the Gemara, Ella, ki gemir gzer shava, when do we learn gzer shava? L'moser nedava hu gemir. It's only in reference to the moser nedava, but not in reference to making it that it's going to be no good if it's not done l'shma. It's just for moser nedava. V'chi tema ein gzer l'shava l'mechasa. Right. So first of all, what do we mean? The first thing that we just said is that we're saying that minchos kenaos are going to be also the moser goes to a nedava. That's what we compare to the chatas. But not that we're going to say that that this is the raya that the minchos kenaos is going to be nothing shalom l'shma. That's what we're attempting to say now. And if you want to say v'chitim egzer shav l'mechsa, no, you don't do egzer shav halfway. You take out everything. Gali rechmada gabi chatas, because the Torah tells us by a chatas v'shachat osal l'chatas, and you shall shecht it as a chatas. This is talking about the Gemara that we saw in Zvachim from Lichatas, that a Chatas has to be brought Lishma. And that Gemara is learning out Osa, it has to be brought, that this psul caused by Shalom Lishma applies only to the Chatas, only Osa, only it, but not to other types of Kabbalos. Kalachmana Gavichatas, Shachar Osa Lichatas, Osa Lishma Ksheira, Shalom Lishma Psula, Aval Kol Kachim, Bein Lishma, Bein Shalom Lishma Ksheira, everything else is going to be Kasher. So what we did so far is we actually attempted to put Ashim into the category also. to say that if you're going to say that Minchas Kenos is going to be no good, if it's not done Lishma, learning it out from the idea of the Gezeirah Shava that's linking Avon and Avon to Chatas, and we should say the same thing by Asher Ma'aseh, because we have Avonah. If you're going to say, but it's not the same word to say Vashava Kohen, we've all coins to say that, I don't care if it's the same word, it's close enough, and anyway, we have Avonah, Avonah from another Chatas, then we back up by saying, no, really, we just make a Gezeirah Shava of Minchas Kenos to Chatas in reference to the idea that the Mosar, about the Mosar, is given to a Nadava, but not to tell you that it's going to be no good. So we actually don't have a Rai anymore of that it's not Lishma, it's not going to be good at all. You tried to say we don't make these Gzir Shavas Lechetza, Lemechza. The answer is that we see clearly that Osa is excluding it, and we are doing Gzir Shavas Lemechza, but we're back now. The Asham is out the window that, of course, if it's done Shalom Lishma, it's still going to be fine. The question is, Minchas Kenos, where do we know that from? If you do it Shalom Lishma, it's going to be no good entirely. Ela minchas chote, minchas kenos, the psul of shalosh bamina, where do we learn it from? And now we're actually back to our original question. It's not only minchas kenos, also the minchas chote, we also can't learn out from the regular chatas because there is a mio to say it's only it. So now both of them, where do we learn it out from? Minchas chote, minchas kenos, the psul shalosh bamina, and chatas time am I. What's the reason of a chatas? Why it's going to be no good? Mishum dechsev ba, because it says who. It says about the says the pasuk who hani na hani nami. Pardon, this is talking about straight up a chatas. Chatas, time am I, what's the reason my chatas is no good? Mishum dechsev ba, who? It says in the pasuk the word who. V'shachat oso b'makom asher yishchatas ha'olah l'fnei Hashem, chatas who. When it's saying who, that means it's got to be straight up as a chatas. If it's done lo l'shma, then it's got to be no good. Rashi says, b'chatas nasi, chatas who? V'lo shava shalo, v'lo shava shalo l'shma. And not if it came shalom lishma, but not if it came not for lishma. Haninami ksibuhi. Right, this pesukim also, what does it say? It says, ki chatas hi, ki minchas kenos hu. So it also is an exclusion that it itself has to be exactly as is, and if it's off, it's going to be no good. Says Gemara, what do you mean? Ashim nami oksib behu. But the Ashim, it also has the word hu. Pasuk says, v'hikter osama ka'inam izbecha ishe lashem Ashim hu, which means if it's shalom lishma, it shouldn't work. But we know that it does. No, that word who is la'achra ha'ktaris emurinu d'chsev. That's written after the burning of the sacrificial parts, and therefore it's not possible to learn out from it that an asher that's bought shalom l'shma is going to be no good. Kedetanya, we've learned in a b'risa. Aval asham lo nemar bohu ela la'achra ha'ktaris emurim. About an asham, it's not said that the word who, except after the burning of the emurim, the sacrificial arch, who atzmo shalohuk to emurav kasher, and the carbon itself is valid even if its emurim were not burned at all. Haktara, as Rashi points out, is not the ikar over here. Right, so since Haktara is not the point over there, it's got to be, therefore, when it says the word who, it's only Haktara it's spoken about, but not talking about the actual separating and the different kavan over there. So we are good over there. So Ashim's not included. Ve'elahu lamali. So why do I need the word who altogether, written by the word? Rashi says, the Ashim lamali. Why do I have that word there? Don't be there. Like Rav Huna Amarav. The like Rav Huna Amarav that says, Ashim shenitak liriya. If you have an Ashim that ended up going out to graze. Now, why did that happen? Because, as Rashi says, shenikla riyah, sheneschapu ba'alav ba'acher. Their owner has got already mechupar with another animal. V'chatas az l'lamisa, v'kaimela goes to misa, v'kaimela, and kol shevchatas misa ba'ashem roa. In a chatas, it would go to death. And the halacha is that anything by a chatas, it would die. Ba'ashem, what do you do with it? You're roa, you let it go ahead and graze, ukushistayev, when it gets some sort of mum, yimkar v'yiplu damav l'nedava. You go and you sell and you give it its money for the nedava. V'im kfar nitak l'ri'ia, shemasru l'roe, if you already give it over, v'shachtu stam kasha l'ola. And you shachtu stam, then it's going to be kasha for an ola. Ta stam l'ola, because it was really stam for an ola. V'ein shem asham alav, no name of asham, de shofros nedava l'ola. Can the parish out? We said earlier the leftover money is going to an ola. So now we answer. Look at Rav Nomarav. Amar Asham Shenik the Gria Ushchatu Stam. Let's say you gave it over Gria to graze, and you're waiting for the mum. But you didn't actually wait. Someone then grabbed it and checked it. Stam Kasher L'shem Ola. It's going to be Kasher for an Ola. Right? This is talking about after the fact. since it was already destined to be there, right, that's what who is coming to teach you. It says the Gemara that nitak in, which means that nitakin, it was already set aside to graze before a shecht, and yes, now it's going to be an ola. Lo nitak lo, but if it wasn't yet destined and consigned to go to graze, then not. I'm sorry, that's a question. Lo nitak lo, it wouldn't go ahead, it wouldn't be good, even if you did it at that stage. Rashi said, lo nitak, the lo masrulo, if you hadn't given over to the ra. I mean, you had this carbon, it got lost, you got another one, that you then brought it for the owners, now you find this one. So the chathas mesa, and you said, asham, so I'll say, stif, so now you're supposed to give it over. And then what did you do? The lo masrulo, you didn't give it over. Shechtu, you just shechted it stam. Lo miskashe lola, that is not dying shame asham, because it still is a shame asham on it. If you didn't set it aside, because it was set aside as an asham, so if you didn't set it aside to be roa, that is going to end up to the money end up being as an ola, then it has a name asham on it. Ubaya kira, you have to uproot it. The lishchete bahadei lishem ola. Dekol kamed de lo akar minei shem asham lo mitzkasher. If you don't have it, it's not going to be kosher. Somebody say nitak in lo nitak lo. Amar kra hu. What's the reason? Because it says it is, which means by Vyasu Yehei, it means in its original condition, as long as it hasn't been set aside for grazing. Therefore, if it's shechted with non for stam before that time, it's going to be an invalid asham, not a valid ola, and that's what the word who is coming to teach you. Wow. All right, so now we know from their own pasuk that the Minchas Chota, Minchas Kenos have the word who and he, and the word who that's used by Asham is for another din that's teaching us, it's after Akhtara, and therefore we know that we are good and understanding and everything is wonderful. Now we're going to add actually another shita here. Amarav, Minchas Omer, she comes to Shalosh Mapsula. He says it's not only Minchas Kenos, it's not only Minchas Chote in the flip order, Chote and Kenos, but it's also the Minchas Omer. That is of the carbon omer that we know you got to bring on the 16th of Nisan in order to make something that was chadash into yashan. Rashi says, "Me haktir v'shirea ein nechalim psula me hiktir v'shirea ein nechalim." Right, you're not allowed to go and makter it, and the psulim are going to be not, and it's I'm sorry, and their leftovers are not eaten if it's done not lishma. What's the reason? Because it came to matir new grain chadash to make it yashan. We know that you have new stuff that's grown after the 16th of Nisan. You're not allowed to eat it until the following 16th of Nisan when you bring the carbon omer. And since this thing didn't matir anything, therefore, Rashi says latir chadash. Therefore, it remains like it's nothing. It's no good. And also, you would. Similarly, do you have to say about an asham of a nazir that became tameh? Rashi says, asham nazir. Nazir, tameh. If you have a nazir, he's not allowed to cut his hair, he's not allowed to become tameh, he's not allowed to drink wine, he's not allowed to become tameh. If he becomes tameh, then maybe asham, he brings an asham, lahachshir leminyan nazirus, tahara. Kivitziv, like the pasuk says, vehevi keves ben shenaso la'asham, v'ayamim arishonim yiplu. He has to start over the process by doing such a thing. Beep. Turn the page. Dalid Amabes. The Asham Mitzora, and you say also the same about Asham Mitzora, because if Asham Nazir, if it's going to be no good, then it didn't matter anything. If we did it for the Lashmas, it should be totally nothing. And also Asham of Nazir, Rashi's Abisar Mitzora, says Rashi, Asham Mitzora, Ba, Hu Lach Shiro, Love Volbe Machli, is Machshir Mitzchem Ten Machli, Lekaman Parich, Shar, Ashamos Namibo, Lechatur Lokaipur. This is going to ask a Kasha, what do you mean about the rest of them? That we'll see soon. But the point is, this also should be nothing. Shashachtan Shulashman, if done Shulashman, soon they're going to be puzzle. That's what you want to say? Right? Hold bow lahakshir v'lochshiru, because it came to machshir and they weren't machshir anything. Seemingly you should have those also. Tenan, but we learned in a mishnah by mishnah min our mishnah kol menachos nikmatzu shelo lishman ksheros, any menachos the kmitzu is done not for this lishma are kosher. Hello shelo lebaylam shum klova, but they're not all as lebaylam chutz mimichas chotem mimichas kenos. The im east, and it's really true that the omer is also going to be no good when it's said shalol lishma. Then listening now, michus michus omer. Let him say also michus omer. Doesn't say that other. Says gemara, ki katani ba yachid ba tzibur lo katani. When does the mishnah teach its din? It's only talking about a micha that's coming from a yachid, from an individual. Somebody is coming for a tzibur or not. Right? And the omer is not brought by an individual, like a regular mincha. It's something done for the whole tzibur. We're not talking about that. So yes, it's also true, but just don't mention the mishnah because we're not talking about that. Kitani ba beglal atzman. Furthermore, when does the mishnah teach it's then only about a mincha that's coming by itself, just that thing. Ba beglal zevach lo katani. But if it's coming, if it's a mincha that comes with a zevach is like zvach, which means an animal that's being shechted and brought as a karbat, then that's not what we're teaching. Rashi says beglal zevach. Ima zevach de mincha sa omer ba ima keves. It comes that the tzev asisam yoma hanifchemes haomer vegomer. Right, we do the we brought on the also. Rashi back in the Gemara. Ki katani hanoch shein kavu alem zman. And furthermore, when the mission teaches din only about those minachos that do not have a fixed time that have to be that they're brought. However, hada kavu la zman lo katani. If it's kavu zman, then that is not taught. Right, and the omer is to be brought at a particular time. That's the sixth of Nisan. Other ones can be brought at other times. Rashi says ben Nisan. Okay. Now it's only the first half. What about the second half that we learned everything else from? The Asham of a Nazir, Asham of Mitzorah, and those also should be included in it. Alright, says Gemara, Mamar, V'chein Ata Omer, Be'asham, Nazir Asham Mitzorah, Shashachim Shalashman, that have done Shalashman, then Psun, they're going to be possible. Why? Because they came to Machshim, but they weren't Machshim anything. So the fact of the Gemara, Tanam, we learned in the Mishnah on Zvachim, the first Mishnah on Zvachim. Kol azvachim sheshachtan shaloshman kshem. Everything in the shalosh is going to be kosher. Ela shalosh the bialim is shem chova. It's not going to be over the baal for the chova. Chutz mi pesach vechatas, except for these two particular karbanos. The emis, and it's really true that the asham and the nazir, right? These two, the asham of a nazir or a mitzora, were done from that the same that is included in this category also. So listening now, chutz mi asham nazir asham mitzora. You should have said it, but it didn't say it. The bol asham lochshir came to asham. It was a match or anything. Why aren't you mentioning it? So the gemara no kaver the ika. You're in chayami. You're right. And the first answer that we gave is because talking about a few different answers, three different answers. Now, right, that it says to be something with the yachid, not rabbim, and something done that is comes by itself and not with other things, or it's a particular time versus not a particular time. Now we say another one. Kaven the ika, you're right, so those two are examples that are included also, that if you did shloshman, it's not going to work at all. The asham of a nazi and the asham of a mitzora. However, why don't we mention in the Mishnah Zvachim, kaven the ika asham gazelos, asham ilos, there are certain types of ashamos of an asham that is of stealing and that of meila, del chapra, so they're coming for kapara, and they're therefore going to be good if they're offered not for the sake. Lo psikale, he didn't want to start making a straight out statement about ashamos because there are other ashamos that are not like that, and it's just going to get all confusing. So we just put the ones that are very clear and very outright. In fact, the Gemara, Maishna, Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzora. What's different about those two? They're totally possible when they're not brought for their sake. The bo lachshir lachshir, because they came to machshir, and they weren't able to be machshir. Haninami, right? These also, the ones that are done Asham Gazelos and Asham of Me'ila, we should say the same thing. Bo lechapara, velo kipru. They came to Mechaper, and they weren't Mechaper, right? So when they're offered for the lo lishman, they should also be completely no good. Because what do we say? We're saying those things are going to be good, but they're not going to ole shem bailim. But it should be no good entirely because it's coming from Kabara and it shares that quality of the nazir and the mitzora. Amar Rav Yirmiyah, matzinu shechilek hakasav bein mechaprim or bein mechshirin. There's a difference between something being machshir someone, something being mechapadim. Rashi says, ube machshirim mechmiru. They're more mach when it comes to something that's machshir something. Right? Atoning is one thing, and qualifying is a different one. Oy, mechaprin ispu da asul achamisa. By kapara, there are those that come after the owner's death. Machshirin lespu da asul achamisa. Therefore, machshirin, right, someone's going to be machshir, is going to be completely invalid when it's brought, not lishma. But kapara does not become completely invalid in such a... under such a circumstance. So Rav's din that he had said that the Asham of a Nazir and Asham of a Mitzorah that Reshech to Shloshma are not brought at all because they're not going to accomplish what the purpose of what it is that they should be qualified as opposed to the Mechaper, that's something that can actually occur. Right? And what's that talking about? That's talking about Haninami Bola Kapara. Right, the Asham Gazelos and Asham Ila, no, those are not going to be because they're actually still going to be alive and just not going to be working for the Bialim, but it's actually going to be a good cover. It's not totally invalidated. Okay, Ditanat, where do we know this is true? From Maseches Kinim. Ha'isha she'evia chatasa umesa. If a woman brings, as she gave birth, and as she brings a carbon chatas after a woman gives birth, and then what happens? She ends up dying. Yaviu yarshin olasa. The yarshim continue by bringing her ola, right? Because of the things they should do to get a kapara. Olasa umesa, if she brought the ola, lo yaviu yarshin chatasa. They can't bring the chatas. In this case, the chatas is being machshir, it's going to be machshir, but an ola is actually being the kapara, right? The chatas is interesting in this case. It's called it's a machshir. Rashi says, "Do achas mechamesh chatos hamesos chatos shemesu ba'oleha." One of the five of that they die because the husband the baal died. The chatas yoled es machshir, but this is unique because the chatas yoled is not coming from a sin. You have to bring it as a machshir. Kedar mina mikrisos berik dam shechita mepnei shemecharta leachol b'kachim. When she brings it, she can now eat kachim. Umi dechatasa lahachshir olasa lechaper. Since the chatas is now a muchshir, it's coming a machshir. The ola is kapara. Kedar sibi oled is echad lechatas echad leola. Right. So alma mechaprim karve machshirin. Low carve. You bring kaparas, we don't bring the things that are machshir. Hachanami mechaprim mishalolishman. Kisherin, they're going to be kosher lahakar to be brought. Velo olu, when that can be ola, or machshirin psul lagavi, machshirin can be puzzle entirely. Fact the Gemara, nahora dar. Maskifla, Rabbi Yehuda, Berid, Rabbi Shimon Pazi, machshirin nami, but even by machshirin, me less behuda, asalacha misa, there's no machshirin that are brought after misa, vatanam, but we learned in the Mishnah in Me'ila, it's talking about the carbonus of a nazir brings when he finishes his naziris, which are an ola, a chatas, and a shlamim. Now, he's going to have to buy these things as his Naziris is coming to a close. So sometimes he'll set aside money for that purpose. And that's what we're talking about. Hamafresh most l'nizirus. Someone who sets aside money for his Naziris. So get all these kabanos. Lo nanin, you're not allowed to get hanaf from the money. Rashi says, Mipnei demei ol, midrabanan. Mipnei demei ola shaban. Because of demei ola, it's part of them. Velo moalin, you are not. One's not going to be doing over me'ila if he does get hanaf from it. Rashi says, well, let's finish it. Lo moelin mipnei shiruin lavo kulan shlamim. Since all of them can be coming as a shlamim, right? The din is that somebody who accidentally gets hanaf from an animal that's set aside is going to be over meila, but that's only if the animal was set as kachim kachim, right? An olar echatas. But you're not going to be over meila by getting from kachim kalim like a shlamim because it's only for kachim Hashem. So in this case, the owner didn't specify which money is going to which one, which chatas and which ola and which is going for the shlamim. So therefore, although it's midrabanan, it's also to get enough from these things because the ola and the chatas that are included in that, you're not going to be over me'ila if you do get enough because part of the stuff can theoretically be used for the shlamim. Just like the shlamim is no me'ila, so to the money that could be used to buy a shlamim is not going to be over me'ila as well. Back into the Gemara, meis v'hayu lo mos stumin, if let's say, he dies, and he has money that's stam money sitting there during his lifetime. He set aside money for his Naziris, but he didn't specify which part of the money is going to be used to buy which carbon. Yiplun Nedava, all of them can go towards a Nedava. All of them go to a Rashi says, Leshofros, that goes to the fund. The halacha, he ben Nazir, Lamoshe Misinai, it's halacha Moshe Misinai. V'chein, Mepharis ben Nazir, Beperek Misha Amar, Harini Nazir, V'shawa, Chavir, etc. Mepharashim, he left over money that was specified what each one is going towards, then, Demei Chatas Yolich Yom HaMelech, the Chatas goes to Yom HaMelech, you throw it away. Rashi's Kedin Chatas Shemesu Ba'alev, the Chatas that its owner died, Delamisa, as it goes to Misa. Lo Nanin, Vlo Moelin, one can't get enough from it, but you're not going to be Chayev Me'ila. Like we says the Durabanan thing, right? It says Lonan Midurabanan, Velomolin, Damar Bishmaita, Kamaisa de Meila, Chatos Ameso, Samos Aochos Yamelech, Ain Molamim. There's no Meila that the Ibad Kaimi Velav Kachikavoninu. Even though it's really for Kachikachim, once the owner dies and it's going to be thrown into the sea, therefore it doesn't have that status anymore of Meila. So you don't think Hanah get enough from it, not because it's not Kachikachim. It could be Kachikachim, but because the owner died, therefore it's going to nothingness. Therefore you don't get enough from it. You don't get enough from it, but you're not me over meal if you do. Deme ola, yavi ben ola, with the money that's used for an ola, bring it as an ola. Right? You can bring it over there. And umolam and meila still does apply to it if someone does it because it's set aside for that. Deme shlamim, yavi ben shlamim, bring shlamim. Vene achon yom echad, it's able to eat for one day. Rashi says, "Demei shlamim, aval demei asham leka deinu benazir tahor ela benazir tame." That's because we're going to see now. The ain't to lechem, it doesn't need to have any bread. V'ha olu shlamim the nazir, we have over here an olu shlamim of a nazir. The machshirininu, which are considered machshir, v'ka'as lechem misa, it's brought after misa. So you see, he's duping it afterwards. Since the nazir's carbonus allow him to drink wine and come into contact with a dead body, they're considered machshir. But the Bryce is teaching us that they may be brought after the nazir's death. So you see that even machshirin are brought after death. Amar Rapapa says, now hachi kamar of Yirmiya. This is what Yirmiya says. Lo metzinu hechshir kavua deba lechem misa. We don't find a fixed machshir that comes after death. Ude nazir hechshir shene kavuhu. The concept of a nazir is not called kavua. Right? We don't find a case of a carbon that's that there's no other way for the person to be qualified other than bringing that particular carbon that's going to be brought after the death of the owner. And the nazir is hechshir shene kavua. So it's not even in that category. Beep, turn the page. Hey, Amud Aleph, hey, Damar Mar, because he says, Gilach al Achas Mishlosh, and if the Nazir shaved his head after bringing any one of the three karbanas that he's supposed to bring at the end, Yotze, he's already Yotze, he is good to go. Says Rashi, that al Achas Mishlosh, and afila al Chatos, after he drinks wine, yayin. For me, Nazir, Achas Mesa Yechidi, after one action, and we learn over there, Shapir, we learn about over there, Per Gimel Minim, it's learned in Meseches Nazir, Daf Mem Aleph. Mem Aleph? Mem Vav. Therefore, it comes out, it's Kum Tchusen Arayin, since the Nazir is mutter to drink wine and become Tame only after his Chattas is brought up, the Ol and the Shlamim are not the exclusive thing that's being Machshir, but if something would be, then it wouldn't be put in that category as well. Okay, my friends, I'm wondering if we're stopping over here or not. Yeah, let's finish up this one line because it's going to finish this part. Meisvei, so the Gemara question, but Asher Mitzorah Shenich Shatel Shelo Lashma, if you have an Asher of a Mitzorah that was shechted not for its sake, Oshelo Nitan Midamo Al Gabim Bahono, so the blood was not put on the thumbs and the big toe of the Mitzorah, so what has to be done? Hareze Ola Lagabim Mizbeach, this carbon is brought on the Mizbeach. And you have to bring the sachem along with it. But needs another asham to complete the tahara process to make him qualified, right? To be able to come into the kahal. Rashi says lemitzorah b'kahal. The Brisa says clearly over here that even if a mitzorah's asham was shechted, not for its sake, it's still brought up. Even the asham is brought up. To Yufta the Rav, this clearly knocks up what Rav said, because he said that since the Asham's purpose is just to make him qualify the Mukhshar, and if he can't do so, it's also not going to be at all valid. We see over here clearly that that is incorrect. Says Rashi, the Amr Le'el, the Psul, the Pasul, Ho, Balachshir, Vlo Hikshir. It's going to be possible. This actually knocks off Rav. Now we're going to actually see, next time, God willing, something that goes against Rav entirely. Until then, we're going to stop up here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.